Good morning. Thanks for joining me, everyone. I'm Julie Pastrick, President and CEO of the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. You're tuned in to Chamber Biz Buzz. And with me in the studios is Sean Menina, the owner and chef of Artisan's Kitchen.
Good morning.
How long have you been there?
We've been there since 2007.
That is so cool. And I'm excited because you have a brand that is associated with Culinary Experiences Deluxe. So let's talk a little bit about your background. 2 decades is a long time to have been taking care of people and providing that wonderful experience at major events.
You know, I went to Scottsdale Culinary about 25 years ago to become a chef. Just loved food and everything about it. So I just wanted to follow that in my life. Really loved catering. You're kind of part of things that are very special with people, movie stars, you know, family events and everything. I just always thought that would be great as an artist to be able to do that.
Yes, it is, because it's an art for sure. Take it from me, a cook, a baker, but I can't cater. I can't. I love to hire a caterer if I ever need one, but I just can't. Why Scottsdale Culinary School?
Well, it was one of the best in the country to go to. They also had a Le Cordon Bleu certificate that you could earn while you were there. So if I ever want to go to Europe and teach Le Cordon Bleu, I can go and do that with this degree.
That's awesome. The reputation precedes itself.
Yes.
So as a full service catering company, what are some of the things that you love? Or just talk about a few that stand out for you, because you do them all. You do in a home, for a quinceanera, for a river runner, whatever. But let's talk about a couple that you have done that really made you be creative.
Well, like I say, weddings are an extremely special moment for many people. It's a big production. You know, being a part of that and fulfilling that for somebody is amazing for us to be able to be a part of. And doing the big stuff, also working with like glamping companies. Sometimes we go out in the middle of the Grand Canyon and we have to set up a kitchen in the woods.
Oh my gosh.
And cook for very large companies and clients that are amazing.
Some of my
best I've done was Oprah Winfrey. We've done things for Budweiser. You know, being a part of those kind of things is just a lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, Sean, you found your passion and you found it a long time ago. I think that's the key. We spend a lot of time in our careers or in our quote unquote work. So we have to have fun. We got to like what we're doing. And for me, running the Chamber of Commerce is such a passion because I love visiting with businesses like yours and having a foundation and a platform for helping businesses be successful. So that's passion for me. So we each have a different passion, but we're doing what we do real well. So how do people get a hold of you? What does it take as it relates to an event coming up? How long do you like to work out towards it? And what's the process? If someone has something going on and they're going, I'm going to call Sean at Artisan's Kitchen. What do you need?
Well, as much lead time as possible is always great, so we can make sure we get everything done and perfected before we present ourselves at those events. You know, weddings can take up to a year to make sure that things are going well.
That's a big statement. Yes.
Yeah. So, lots of times those are really far in advance that those are already all set up and ready to go. Sometimes people call us 2 years before the event for that.
Isn't that amazing?
But then we do business meetings too, you know, with local groups like Gore or such like that. And sometimes we only get a week notice at the most to put something together and get that for them, which we don't mind as a catering company. Keeps us busy, you know, fills in some time, and they appreciate it.
And the events at the Grand Canyon, I can't imagine how special those are. It's just, you know, the beauty combined with your expertise just must make for a wow experience. That's for sure. How large are some of the events that you have catered?
Some of our largest have been on the 250, 300 person area. But, you know, lots of times a 30-person event is done. And even for some of the glamping companies, sometimes it's very few people, maybe 10. Of course, that's going to cost you. But, you know, these people don't seem to mind. And we do put on a very nice event that is very memorable. And we've gotten many, many compliments from people saying we've done something like they've never seen before in their whole career.
And so explain that. What is glamping camping?
So glamping is just premium camping, where usually you hire a company to do whatever you would like in your wildest dreams. So we do work with like All-Star Hiking Company here in town. They do some very, very nice stuff. They're probably one of the best in town. Movie stars and CEOs, and Amber Crompie and Finch was one of our last ones we did. And they had said in 20 years, they had never had an event like that out in such a destination ever in their career. And they were very impressed.
I love it. I love it. So I think our listeners are a combination of outdoor enthusiasts, recreationists, business owners, arts and crafts people. So we're speaking to all of you now that it doesn't matter or what it is. is you need a full service catering company for. Maybe it's just celebrating an anniversary, or maybe it's celebrating, wow, we did it. We hit our goal. Or maybe it's more than that. Maybe it is team building for a president or a CEO to have some of the team at their house to gel.
Yes, we try to present our product, which would be food, in not only just a colorful way, something that's going to be comfortable for the client also, but still amazing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes going overboard is not what they want. They want something that they can come in, feel comfortable eating, but still be amazed by the way it's presented, looks.
Sure.
And such.
We're speaking with Sean, the owner and chef extraordinaire at Artisan Kitchen in Flagstaff. Do you only serve Flagstaff, or are you in other communities, Sean?
Sometimes we do go out of the city limits, but recently we've kind of stopped going to Sedona and such. There's enough people now in Flagstaff and businesses as it's grown to stick to mostly our local community here. We just kind of have been able to do that lately, and helps us out with not having to travel so much and such.
Have you ever done anything special for the Navajo or Hopi?
We have. So sometimes they do give us a call. We actually, I guess one of our biggest events was about a decade ago, where we did serve about 500 people out there.
Which reservation?
We just went out to the Navajo Res.
Uh-huh.
And they just had a huge, kind of like a government function.
That's
and
great.
They invited everybody. So we had to rent a bunch of box trucks, and we had a small convoy that went out there, you know, 2 hours away. And
yes.
But we pulled it off. They were very, very happy.
Well, let's talk about something that's really popular for you right now, under pressure or vacuum sealed.
Yes. So this is kind of called a sous vide, which is a French word that means to put under pressure. So we would call that vacuum sealing. So it's pretty much just a boil bag of homemade food that you won't have to do any prep, do any dishes. You just add it to a pot of boiling water, and voila, in about 30 minutes, you have a full meal ready for up to 20 people in about 45 minutes.
Oh my gosh. How did you come up with that?
Well, I was going to go on a river trip, and after going on one, I thought everyone worked a little too hard in the kitchen.
Okay, sure. So, that's not what you were on that river for.
No, you're supposed to be there to hang out with your friends.
Yes.
And have a good time. And to be honest, the kitchen takes up about 5 hours of the day on these trips.
Wow.
So I read a small article about Girl Scouts making omelets in Ziploc bags, and remembered my mom getting Lean Cuisines in the 80s that were a boil bag. You don't see anything like that now. So
no,
we did an experiment. It worked out. And before I know it, I had four companies in town talking to me about it.
All these outdoor activities that make such a difference, because you're so limited. And so you put it all together and just say, do this with that one, put this on the plate on the side, and you're good to go.
Yeah, most of the meals are all combined into one. So you can buy sides to go with it. But the main meals usually come with a sauce, a protein, and vegetables added to it. So it's all there and ready to go.
What's some of your best sellers?
Oh, our artichoke pesto lasagna is absolutely our number one seller.
I love that.
Yes. People don't like artichokes. They like them after this.
Yes. Well, the combination with the pesto. Do you do any Mexican foods that way?
Yes. Our enchiladas. We do a spinach enchilada and a chicken enchilada that are another best seller. We kind of do things that you wouldn't think are boil bag ready, like an enchilada or a lasagna or such things.
No, yes, I don't think of that immediately, but to be able to put that together like that is also another talent. So, Sean, your specialty that is just such a big hit, sous vide, who are using that technique the most, the boil bags? Hunters, fishermen, campers, river runners, who else?
This is for anybody. It could be for your home use. I would think truckers might even like this for an easy meal, hunting and fishing. River running, for someone who's sick maybe, you can buy a few packs in case they can't cook dinner and such.
That's a good idea, because everybody always wants to help people that have an illness, and you're not necessarily going into the house to be with them.
Yeah, so it's kind of like you give them a chef to cook their meals at their house while they're not feeling so well.
Good idea, chef. You guys really do a great job there. Well, and if someone wants to give you a call, Sean, because they are excited about what you're talking about now, and they have a business meeting, or they're going to be taking a river trip, whatever, or some of the river companies themselves, how do they reach you and, you know, kind of sit down and start that chat about the end product?
Yes, you know, they can do it the old-fashioned way where they do give us a call and talk to us on a phone. And we can go over your event or your future plans outdoors, and we can get you guys a menu and kind of get that rolling so you won't have to worry too much about your future meals. You can reach us at 928-779-3662.
If they go online, can they see some of your menus, or is that kind of just, we're going to meet with you to discuss that?
No, you can go see our menus at artisanskitchenflagstaff.com. We'll have all our information on there for any catered events or sous vide boil bags that you might like.
That's awesome. I'm going to do that. I can't wait. Boil bag food. It's just, it's such a precious idea. It makes it so easy. And you don't have to worry about cooking. You can be with your friends, maybe have a happy hour, or maybe do whatever you're doing a little longer. So awesome. Well, thank you, Sean, chef and owner of Artisan's Kitchen since 2007. Keep it up. We need you in Flagstaff, and congratulations on such a high level of success. We really appreciate you.
Great. Thank you, Julie.
And that's a wrap, ladies and gentlemen, from Chamber Biz Buzz. I'm Julie Pastrick, president of the Greater Flagstaff Chamber. So happy to have been talking with Sean Manina and all the great things that are happening at Artisan's Kitchen here in Flagstaff, Arizona. I'll see you next time on the radio.
You've been listening to the Chamber Biz Buzz Show, brought to you by the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. Today's show has been edited and produced by Clay McCausland with Great Circle Media. We'll see you next time on the radio.